Hi, Marcel.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, Marcel. It's Jesse with Local Splash.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
You remember talking to me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you still interested in going ahead and getting your company on Google?
Yeah, let's do it for 900.
Okay, perfect. So basically, what I'm going to do with you right now is just set up some basics about your company, you know, get you paid for payment, and then go ahead and set you up for a client interview. Okay?
Okay.
So, Marcel, what do you have a middle initial?
P.
Okay. And what is, and just to clarify, your first name is spelled M-A-R-C-E-L-L, correct?
C-L, just single L.
Oh, okay. And what's your last name?
K-M-I-E-C.
I-E-C. How do you pronounce that? Kamike?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a cool last name. So, and then, Marcel, what's the best email for you?
It's marcel@timelessroof.com.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then the best phone number for you is always going to be this phone number, correct?
Yeah, this is the only phone number. This is the only phone
okay.
number.
Okay. All right, perfect. Oh, and then your email, is it Timeless Roofs or Timeless Roof?
Roofs, with an S.
Oh, with an S, okay. All right, perfect. Okay, and then let's go ahead. And by the way, did you have a good 4th of July?
Oh, not bad, yeah. We had shooting here, so.
I mean, were you safe? Was everything all right, or?
Yeah, but they canceled all the fireworks, and so we had basically nothing going on.
Yeah, well, as long as you were safe, I mean, that all was pretty scary, what happened.
Oh, my God. Some people that should be caged, you know.
You're telling me, I mean, really, it's... a lot of people should be caged, if only that was an option. Well, I mean, technically, I guess that guy will be caged now, but... you know, let's see how long that lasts.
They should release him to the public and have them do the justice.
right, totally. Marcel, what's the best address for you?
It's 238 Faircroft, F-A-I-R, Fair, C-R-O-F-T, Faircroft, one word.
Okay, and it's Road, right?
Road,
and then
yeah,
Barlett?
Yeah.
Barlett, okay. Okay, so then, let's see here. So, Marcel, what is going to be your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
I have no limitations, to be honest.
Okay, just 24/7?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm sure you have, I mean, it's not required for Google, but I'm sure you have, like, proof of licensing, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And then what are, do you have a logo for your company, or do you want us to create you one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And then what's the best way to contact you? Phone, text, email, all the above?
Text is the best. Because I know who's texting me, you know. Sometimes
okay.
I'm doing stuff, so if I don't know the number, I usually don't pick up.
Okay. Marcel, do you have anybody that you want to add as an authorized user on the account? I think you said you had a partner, right?
Yeah. His name is John.
John, okay. It's just in case he ever calls in or something that we can give information about the account, but he'll just be an authorized user. And what's his last name?
M-O-S-K-A-L.
Oh. Okay. Okay, perfect. And then... Do you have a business Facebook, or do you want us to create you one?
Create one. I don't have one.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. Wonderful. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client interview, Marcel. So let's see what I have available. Let's see. So it is, okay. So the client interview, just so you know, it'll take about 20 to 30 minutes, you know, depending on the questions you have and all that. We allow an hour. The whole phone call will not take that hour. So I pretty much have tomorrow open. Are you more available, like, kind of mid-morning or the afternoon?
Morning is the best, usually.
Okay, well, so the earliest I have tomorrow.
No, don't do it early because I have my haircut appointment at 8:30.
Okay, 8. The earliest I have tomorrow is 10, from 10 to 11.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so, and then, Marcel, let me go ahead and do this. I have all that information and put it there. So the next thing I'm going to do with you is go ahead and get and process payment. Then I'm also going ahead and read you what's called a voice verification. It's just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. Also, I will go ahead and send you a written invoice. So we will get all that done. And then you'll pretty much be good to go until tomorrow. So for payment, Marcel, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Let me just grab it.
Sure.
Okay, 5348
Wait,
0-0.
So 5348 7-0-0-0-0-2-8-0-0-2-0-4 Okay, and then the expiration?
11/26
Okay, and then the three-digit code on the back?
665
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now is update and process payment, and then I'm going to go ahead and read you that voice verification. 1 second. Okay. So, here we go. It is, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's Timeless Roofs.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Marcel Kinnick, the president.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Marcel, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So if any other marketing companies call you, just simply let them know that you're already working with us, and we will never call you asking for more money, okay? So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
Okay, so... And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Marcel, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if you do anything else online, just let us know, okay? Which you won't need
I'm not planning anything in the near future, so.
Okay. Okay. So, Marcel, your initial, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of, July 7th, 2022, and the amount of $900. So this will be for the 3 month agreement. So that will be from July, August, September, October. So this will be good for until October 7th, 2022. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew for $499 on the 7th of the month. So that would be in November 7th. So it'll be good for, so it's July to August, August to September, September to October, and then after October and November, it will automatically renew for $499 unless you renew it for another 3 months. Okay?
Okay.
So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service after the 3 months is up. So the following month in November, if you decide you don't want to continue, just let customer service know 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
Okay?
And what is the phone number?
Oh, I'm going to send all that to you. Definitely.
Okay.
So it actually should have automatically been texted to you right now. But we're almost done with this. So just do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, so right now that's all done. So the you should have received a couple of text messages just now. If you want to go ahead and put me on speakerphone, one of the text messages is for the customer service line for the 877 number. And then the other one is it says, Marcel T., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that text?
Hold on.
Sure, take your time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so do me a favor, Marcel, and go ahead and open. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I have 2 emails and 1 text message from you.
Okay, so, but you got the text message that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Actually, this is the email.
Oh, okay. So you didn't get the, here, let me resend it. I'll just resend it. Hold on.
For the text message, I have welcome. If you have any questions, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so that's...
The other, I have an email. Like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your email is located below this email, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I have a text.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just texted it to you again.
Actually, I had it before. I know how come I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so just if you could do me a favor, Marcel, and open that up, it'll bring you to your invoice, which just says Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything that we discussed in writing. It'll also be emailed to you. You can take your time, look this over. When you're done looking it over, do me a favor, scroll to the bottom of that, and where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card, and then that little white box, and then the orange box, type your name out with your middle initial, just how it appears.
Okay.
When you're done with that, go ahead and let me know.
Actually, I'm trying to press confirm signature, and it's not going through.
Did it, you press the little white box?
Yeah.
Did I spell your name right?
Hold on. No, it's P, not D. P as a fabric.
P, okay. Let me change that real quick, and I will resend it to you. 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. So, just to clarify, it's K-M-I-E-P as in Peter.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send this over to you right now again. Okay, this should be updated.
You still have a T, I think.
A T? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So your middle initial is P.
Middle initial is P.
Okay. Okay.
The C is at the end of my last name, not P.
Okay. Okay. Updating that. Sorry. Forgive me.
English is my second language, so forgive me.
No. It's sometimes I'm just a little bit of hard of hearing, and you should see my headphones. They're like huge, and I still have a hard time hearing people. So, okay.
I was born and raised in Poland. So.
Where?
In Poland.
Poland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I would love to leave the country and go somewhere else. I'm actually, the only places I've ever been are Mexico and Canada. But I'd love to travel someday.
Yeah, sure. Oh, you got this one right.
Okay, good.
Okay. Now I was moved to probably create the account, right?
Well, so the username and login, Marcel, that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So they're going to email that to you, okay? So if you know how, you can bookmark that on your phone, but it'll be emailed to you anyway.
Okay.
But I'm going to send you a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how your dashboard is going to work. I also, again, I know I've already sent it to you, but I'll send you my extension and phone number, so if you have any questions, you can always call me. But my suggestion is for everybody, just go ahead and save that 877 number in your phone. From now on, they'll always be calling you from that number. So just save that number on your phone. They'll call you tomorrow for your client interview from that phone number too. 877-635-6225.
Okay. And to be honest with you, if I get some business from you, that I will continue on doing this.
Okay. Well, that's the goal, definitely. I mean, all I'm really here is to help, you know, small businesses, really. Like, I mean, I truly believe that they're the backbone of our country.
Honestly, even if I get one job from you, that it's going to make up for the 900 for sure.
Well, you will get more than one job. So you're in the right place. So we're going to help you out with that for sure. So,
and I have many, many more fans that they are looking to get similar service. So,
okay,
so
well,
if I'm gonna be happy, then I'm gonna forward that number to you with no regrets.
Well, so, and Marcel too, if you refer somebody and they stay with us for 2 months, then you get a month free. So we do have a referral program.
99% of my friends are in the construction business. So
okay. Well, if you do refer anybody, just send them to me. Just keep my number, and if you want to refer anybody, send them my way, okay? I'll help them out with that.
And what's your number, then? The number you're calling from?
Well, it's the 877-635-6225, extension 2267.
Hold on, let me write it down.
Sure.
2267. And you guys located in California?
Costa Mesa, California. Yeah.
Okay. How is the business working out for you?
Business is always, you know, I mean, people will always need online services, so our business has been, you know, going really well.
Okay.
I mean, you know, essentially, Marcel, the way that people are marketing now is always going to be online. You know, it's just people don't really hand out business cards anymore, or, you know, and all of those other platforms are not as reliable as they used to be, like Home Advisor and, you know, all of those other things. I mean, Google is really just where people are going to look for services, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really why I work here. I believe in Google. So, yeah, things have been, you know, going really well for us the past 17 years. I would actually say that during COVID, business got better for us.
Actually, you know, believe it or not, during the COVID, my business never slowed down.
Yeah, during COVID?
The construction was booming, you know?
I mean, it probably, though, helps that you're doing, like, outside work, you know?
But my customers, like I would say 95%, they never cared about like wearing the mask or like doing the COVID procedures. They was like, hey, come on, you don't need to put the mask on.
Well, that's nice. It's, you know, I've heard it's hit or miss with companies. I mean, I've actually met a lot of companies that...
Did you have a COVID or no?
Me? No, I've actually never had it. Have you?
I had it twice.
Oh, really? I mean, I hate to ask because I feel like it's gotten so political, but are you vaccinated?
No, I'm not.
No? Okay.
The symptoms were really, really minor, like, even if I had a flu, that was, like, 10 times worse than COVID.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think I'm, like, superhuman, you know? I've never had it.
My mom, she's, like, all the vaccines, the boosters and everything. I did not do anything of this, and I think I'm doing much better than she is.
Well, yeah, my dad, he was boosted and, had all of that, and he just got COVID a couple days ago, actually, and he said it was pretty bad, you know, and he's actually, like, super against all of that, but he just got vaccinated for his work, so.
Yeah, same with all of my friends, that they had to do it, but honestly, like, from my personal, like, experience, more people vaccinated got it than unvaccinated.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what I see based on my, on the people that I know. That's the only thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say it's kind of everybody I know actually has had it. I'd say everyone. Yeah. There's pretty much not one person I know that hasn't gotten it.
I have never lost my sense of taste or smell.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. I do know people that have. Actually, lost
but
their,
you know,
like, still.
Actually, after I had that, the first time I had that was, like, just before Christmas, and then I was coughing for the next, like, 3 months. I was coughing, you know? But
yeah.
I felt good, like nothing that, like I had no discomfort, like, of my life at all. But the truth is, everybody's taking this differently.
Yeah, I mean, I my grandma, she got COVID, and she actually passed away from it.
But she
was also 80 and, you know, had underlying health conditions, and, you know, so it's not surprising, really, that she passed away from it. But, you know, I mean, I would say the majority of the people I know that are healthy and, you know, have gotten COVID and haven't had any problems, really. I mean, it was just like a cold to them. You know, but I mean, that's really who it affected, you know, was all the older people. They were really the most affected by it, you know. Thank God to be young. I mean, 30, I'm not that young, but, you know, 30 is still not too old either.
Let's hope this this prep is gonna go away soon.
Yeah, well, it's looking that way, but now there's just a bunch more things, like shootings. It's always something, right? That's just kind of...
Actually, in Chicago, this is like daily basis, you know?
The shooting?
The shooting. Oh, my God. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I hear it's always kind of been bad there, though, right?
Yeah, the south side of Chicago is like towards them.
And you guys have pretty strict gun laws, right?
But you know what? What from I see, the guns that I usually use is like illegal possession, you know. So what in my opinion, if they're gonna take away guns from people that can carry, that the criminals will even feel safer, that nobody's gonna use against them, you know.
Yeah, right.
Because if I'm carrying a gun, the other guy, he's not gonna be sure if I have one or not. But if they're gonna take it away, he'll know that I'm not gonna protect myself because I just have my bare hands, you know.
Right, right. I mean, my dad's a big advocate on guns, so I don't personally have any though.
You know, I actually. I'm licensed concealed, but I'm not carrying. Never, but I'm big time hunter.
Oh, okay. What do you like to hunt?
Big game, usually. I'm actually birds, like.
One year, I used to live in Wisconsin, and one year I got to kill turkeys for my Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's
and I thought that was super.
Turkey is the best game you can hunt. I love it, you know, I love it.
Well, it was a lot of fun. I actually really liked it.
What part of Wisconsin?
It was kind of on the border. So I was very young when I lived there. The border of Minnesota.
Oh, that was far north. Beautiful.
Well, it was kind of in the middle. So it was like... in the middle, kind of, because we drove to Minneapolis. I drove to Minneapolis for school. So, I mean, I was like 15 when I lived there. So it was a long time ago, but it was still definitely an awesome experience. It was like a 200-acre farm.
Why did you move to California?
Well, I'm from California.
Oh, you are.
Okay. Yeah, born and raised. Yeah, just lived in other states. You know. I didn't want to just stay stuck here forever.
I love outdoors, to be honest. Like, I love it. Like, everything. Like, hiking, hunting, boating, anything.
Well, you can do all of that here. I mean, I my dad used to have a sailboat, and so I'd go sailing all the time. And, you know, then there was hunting. We do have hunting, and... you know, and then hiking, lots of hiking. If you ever want to go hiking, you should definitely come out here to California and do some of that. A lot of good national parks, you know?
California is beautiful. Every single state in the West is amazing. Like Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Utah, it's like, oh my God.
Yes. It is, I actually lived in Montana, too. It's beautiful there, definitely. Love it there.
I went over there, like, for the, like, 14-day trip a couple of years ago. Every time I think about that, like, I have, like, goosebumps, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I would love to do some more traveling, but my goal is to get a RV, and then I want to... travel the country. I'm just saving up for that, you know, because I do have a truck. I just bought myself a truck not that long ago, and now I have the next 5 years to pay it off.
what kind of truck?
I got a Chevy Colorado, so it's a smaller truck. You know, it's not too big, but you know, I figure get a little trailer and then put it on the back of it, and then I can just go wherever I want. You know. That's the goal. One day.
that's why I'm so grateful that I'm living in the United States. It's the best country fucking ever.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely a lot there. You know, I don't know if you've seen these little tiny homes at Home Depot ever. They have like tiny homes there. I think it would be such a great idea to buy a piece of property and just put a bunch of tiny homes on the property and like live off the grid.
Yep.
That would be, yeah, that would be another goal. One of these days, who knows, either one of those things will happen. So, but, okay, well, Marcel, did you have, though, any other questions about anything at all, or?
Well, I think you want to pretty clear on everything.
Okay. Okay, and just, you know, when you get a chance, watch that video on the 6-minute YouTube video I sent you on your dashboard. So you can check that out. And, you know, and then again, you know, if you have anything else you want to talk about or you ever just want to reach out, you know, you can always do that. And just, you know, be ready for your client interview tomorrow, okay?
Just make sure I'm going to get some business from you. And
yes.
I'm going to send tons of people towards you.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for you. I really am. Okay, well, you know, and I do hope that you have a great rest of your day. Okay, Marcel?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.